Amazon and South America, but there's lots and lots and lots of rivers in the world. The second question is from Bill, and he's wondering, how polluted is the Rio Grande? I believe we have some students later that may be addressing this. They've done some water quality testing in the Rio Grande, and they might actually be able to talk about this question a little bit better than I. Tell you a little bit more about the longer sunfish. They build nests within the pools. They lay their eggs on their nest, and then the eggs hatch out to the babies. The next fish Kyle's going to pull out a bucket for me, which you can also scroll down in your river ecology section, are mosquito fish. And you think, well, that's kind of a strange name for a fish. Why would somebody call a fish a mosquito fish? The reason he gets his name that way, he's named after his favorite food item. He loves eating mosquito larvae. These mosquito larvae, these mosquito fish live on the surface. There's a few swimming about in here, looking for mosquito larvae to eat. They like the calm water. If they were in this faster moving stream, they need to live along the edges where it's a little bit stiller and that won't get washed down the river. So they like real calm water, especially pools. The interesting thing about mosquito fish is they're in a group of fish family called the live bears. Any of you who have aquariums at home, keep guppies or bite mollies, things like that, you've noticed these fish don't lay eggs. They actually give birth to live fish. Thus, the mosquito fish are live bears. Let's move down to the ripple now. Ripples, any of those of you who like going out canoeing, kayaking, doing things like that, these are the exciting parts of the river. These are the parts that you're anticipating as you're going along these calm, still pools where you have to really paddle, you're not getting much flow behind you. So you hit these ripples and all of a sudden you're dodging rocks and water's frothing all around you, and as you shoot through those rapids or ripples. Well, these ripples, as you can see, are quite a bit different than the pools. Like I mentioned, lots of turbulence on the surface. You don't see much in the way of leaves or clay or silt and things like this because the water is running so fast that it just rushes and washes all those small sediments out. And you're left with the large gravels and cobbles and boulders.